Hey, everybody. Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. And I'll tell you, people better listen because we are on the path to enslavement. And a lot of our shows are geared towards that. Because this is digital, please share. And don't just share with the choir. Don't just preach to the choir. Let the liberals hear what they're buying into, because this affects their families, their standard of living too. And if we could just confront them with the reality, perhaps they'd make a mid-course correction and we could just become whole again. And that's what we try to do. Anyway, we're brought to you by the best durable food company in the world, foodwithdave.com. Listen to me, listen clearly. If you haven't seen, 108 food processing plants destroyed since Biden became president. Of course, that's only a coincidence. I've got a new profession. It's called coincidence theorist. And what else is going on? Well, the fertilizer shortage, the supply chain shortage, the fuel shortage, the fuel increase prices, and making food unaffordable. That's why you need to get as much storable food as you can. Now, hear me and hear me very, very, very quickly. MPS, My Patriot Supply, has not raised prices, and they still have specials. Restaurant quality food, 25-year shelf life, 2,000 calories per day. Go to foodwithdave.com. All right, ladies and gentlemen, additionally, the Mike Lindell people reached out to us and said, half price for your audience, Dave. We like what you've done on voter fraud. You're kind of first cousin to Mike, and you're all over this, you and Liz Harris there in Arizona. And I said, thank you very much. And so all you got to do to get 2-for-1 or half price for our audience is go to mystore.com, coupon code Hodges. Pretty good deal. Mystore.com, coupon code Hodges. And we have a really good TV show. Just really want to push it because we have a panel of experts that we have accumulated, and they are trying to help people have a safer and softer landing with the crash that's coming, because you know what was coming is no longer coming. It's already here. Go to thecommonsenseshow.tv. And then finally, one last thing. The roving blackouts. What about when they turn into longer blackouts? Where are you going to get your water? Well, you're not. So you're going to have to scavenge, which, unless you're in Death Valley, is a pretty easy thing to do. But you got to make sure that you can drink it. So the Alexa Pure Pro Water Filter is number one in the industry. The research is at waterwithdave.com. They, too, have not raised prices. They, too, still have a special. But they will run out because they don't overproduce. You're going to want to hurry on this because they say in a crisis, the fifth day of a crisis, waterborne illnesses become the number one cause of death. Go to waterwithdave.com. And that's our sponsors for this particular program. And our guest is someone who's not been with us for a while, John Wayne. And we're going to be talking about China's involvement in Ukraine. That's right. Hey, listen, Fox will be talking about this in 3 weeks to a month because that's how far they are behind me on all critical issues. I covered that today on YouTube. Escalation in Ukraine is reaching really concerning levels. And all it takes, folks, is one nuke to stop the flow of food. And we're going to get into all that with John. John, welcome to the show. How you doing, my friend?
Thanks for having me on, Dave. Yeah, I'm doing fairly well, I believe. And just trying to keep an ear to the tracks for what's happening on the global stage, you know. And you're mentioning Ukraine. And yes, it's devolving into even more of a conflict. And then, you know, there's other countries in that balkanized area of the world that are, you know, beefing up their security and things as well. But yeah, China, from what I've heard, they're finding Chinese munitions. And China, declared that they will send 200,000 soldiers. And I just got a message here right before we just started the broadcast, something about China is in, they're having a massive mobilization right now in China.
Yes.
As we currently speak. And with that going on, we have Russia that made inroads, headroads in moving, mobilizing 1 million, well, I don't know if you call them reservists, but nonetheless, a million men to go and fight in Ukraine, and it's going to come in three waves, I guess, 300,000 in each wave. So it is getting to the point where, you know, they have Putin come out the other day and had that speech, and he said that he is, you know, they would not bat an eye at using, I mean, this is paraphrasing, wouldn't bat an eye at using nuclear weapons if they had to, in stance to, you know, defend their country. And we haven't heard this kind of talk for a long time, right? I mean, this is Cold War. I mean, this puts the Cold War to shame for what we're seeing now compared to what it was then, I would assume. I didn't live through that time. You did. Would you say that these times are 10 times worse than what they were in the 50s and the 60s?
I'm afraid it's a matter of when the first nuke is fired, yes.
Yeah, and
I think this is a fait accompli. I will go down a slightly different path, though. Back in 2014, Putin was almost deposed by Russian oligarchs. They felt that Putin wasn't doing enough to protect their natural gas and oil shipments. So they sacked him for 10 days. In fact, actually, I reran part of that article today along with a video, and I included a thumbnail of that time in 2014. It's a picture of Putin on a milk carton, say 1-800-Kremlin if you've seen me. And Putin almost got executed by these people. They were going to kill him. And he talked his way out of it. And I will tell you that the murder, the blowing up of the one daughter of Putin's top advisor, well, she also was a target. So people say, well, that was a mistake. No. They were just as happy getting her. And then one of Putin's major advisors fell down the stairs the other day. Ukraine doesn't have the ability to do this. This was the oligarchs and the U.S. CIA. They want this crap to end. The problem is Biden and his people he represents don't want it to end. Isn't it interesting right. The CIA is opposed to Biden on this? I find that interesting.
It goes to show like the concerns of what they believe the perils of what the country's involved in.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if there is no more country, that means there is no more military. There is no more governance. There is no more CIA. There is no more intelligence agency. You know, if a country completely fails in all aspects, all of that stuff is gone. You know, the only reason Biden and them don't want it to go to any form of peace is because they're above their heads in involvement over there in Ukraine and all kinds of illegal practices. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. You know, I can't blame Putin for moving into Ukraine and seizing that territory because of what was taking place in Ukraine itself proper.
I agree. No. When you point missiles at Moscow and you're starting to bring in nations to NATO that you agreed at the breakup of the Soviet Union in 1989 that you would not do this. Putin warned and warned and warned. And Biden provoked and provoked. Biden's representing the World Economic Forum. Let me cut to the chase here, what I think is going on, John, and then I want you to take this apart. Okay. The World Economic Forum wants the world to be as destroyed as possible so they can build it back better in their socialist, communist enslavement image for all of us. That's those who they let live. And they're fine with having a war. They're fine with a nuclear war. And what did Biden do during the campaign of 2020? Build back better. He didn't understand it. He didn't articulate it. But he kept saying the phrase, which tells you, like so many of our politicians, he's under the spell of Klaus Schwab.
Mm-hmm.
He wants a nuclear war is what I'm saying.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, they had originally planned to have genetically targetable viruses or biological weapons to use on Ukraine. And that's why Russia You know, 48 bioweapons labs in Ukraine studying Slavic, you know, genome. With that, and you're right, Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum and the Great Reset, and you can eat bugs and be happy and not have anything at all, and Yuval Noah Harari. You know, I find it interesting, very interesting. I think it's one of two things. Either they're that desperate, or they can't hide in the shadows any longer. But these are two names I don't think I'd ever heard in the past 15 years until about 2.5 years ago. You know, Klaus Schwab and Yuval Noah Harari. These are two names I have do not remember hearing anything about whatsoever.
No.
Over the past, you know, 10 or 11 years of doing this broadcasting. You know, so that either means they're bold enough to come out as they are, or they are scared to death, so they need to try to move forward with their agenda and come hell or high water if they're exposed. You know, I mean, this is showing the complicity of Fauci and Gates and all these other people, these monsters, Soros, Kissinger. I mean, who else is pulling the string above, you know, these guys? I mean, heck, Klaus Schwab answers to Harari. And I'm pretty sure you've heard of him. That guy's absolutely out of his mind.
Yeah, I've done some shows with Clay Clark on this, and Clay has brought speeches in made by Harari. They're scary. Human mm-hmm. beings are hackable. Oh, the soul and free will don't exist. Not in our system. This is what he said on the record, John.
You know, it makes me, you know, it just, do we need to begin narrowing down who the possible Antichrist could be? You know, because that kind of dialect and or, you know, language or for what it's worth, I mean, that's dangerous, man. I mean, that's and it's not good to understand that there's people like that on the face of the earth that think so much of it. You know, who does he answer to? You know, who? What's the name?
Oh boy! Don't get me started.
I've heard a name called Dennis Bushnell, and really? He's, I guess, pretty high up there in NASA and all the other agencies. I guess he's got some age on him. I want to say he's in his 80s, I believe. But I want to say the name was Dennis Bushnell. I was on another broadcast here a couple hours ago, and we were discussing this guy as well. And, you know, there are grandmasters that pull the strings, right?
Yeah, and it may not be as straightforward as you think. I'm flipping a coin here, John. Do I say what I'm really thinking, or do I hold off? I don't know. Okay, heads I tell, tails I'll tell. Okay. All right. I'm a Genesis 6 guy. Mm-hmm. Fallen angels, different DNA. In fact, I'm interviewing for my TV show coming up here my old 30-year-long friendship friend, Vance Davis, former NSA, NATO, high level. And Vance was taught in his training. There was a war in the cosmos. They didn't put Christianity into it, but I'm sure you'll recognize the Genesis 6. Mm-hmm. And Vance was told with his compadres that the bad guys lost and they were cast here to Earth, and they really would like to get the human soul, but they can't. So they're trying to change human beings. This was in the late 80s, and Vance told me in 1992, well before transhumanism ever became a term. Vance was right on the money. And so I've had these discussions with Vance. Vance, are they different DNA? And he goes, oh, yeah. And then I've had people who are a little more scholarly on the Bible than I am tell me, oh, that DNA survived the flood, and there's two different DNAs on this planet. Blah, 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 blah. I think you see where this is going, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I believe that it is the facts, because
I think the evil ones are in the World Economic Forum, and they're calling the shots. They recruit people from our side of the genetic pool, John, but I believe they're calling the shots. And I think this is, well, if you look at digital, okay, digital currency, Biden's executive order 14067. Well, when you look at that, isn't that the precursor to the mark of the beast?
Absolutely, and it's really something to see for how where they're going with all this, and you had a few thoughts in my mind, but there you had three or four things you said there that kind of threw me off. Not threw me off to a degree, but like I'm trying to. I want to paint a picture for the people to understand, the diabolical evil that, we're really facing with this type of jargon that these people speak. Because, yes, we know that Satan has dominion over the planet Earth. That's a fact. Quarter of the angels were cast to, Earth from heaven, as they were cast out of heaven. Where did they land? Where do they reside here on the Earth? Gilgamesh and King Nimrod, see, like you said, they are after the DNA, but not only after the DNA to trans to you know to move into transhuman and transhumanistic godlike existence, they are also at war with the human genome. They're trying to destroy the human genome. Or make null and void the human genome. And I mean, that is, in essence, what Satan wants to do with mankind, right? And that's what they're doing with all of this. I mean, from the shots that they're making people, having people take that are just dying and killing over in the droves, to the nanotechnology that's involved with the shots that they're rolling out and experimenting with, to the frequencies, everything for what it is right now. I mean, you could call it the age of deception, or is this the 1,000-year millennial reign of God that we're seeing? See, I've heard some people speaking of this as well.
I don't think that's
You
true.
know,
This is too evil to be the reign of God.
well, right, but I was, there's something interesting. I have a friend who's been using this AI algorithm, and you type into it. And then it brings out a picture of what the AI is thinking or seeing for what you type in for the words. And I told him, I go, type in Belial. He typed in Belial. And in the top right corner, so it brings back four images. Two of them were a face, and two of them were like an entity. The entity in the top right corner standing there had a halo over his head. But it looked like like it would be hell in the background. I go, okay, well, since you typed in Belial, type in God. Type in God. And the identity between the two was almost eerily the same. They both had a halo over the head, but the only difference was the background of the area for which they reside, I guess, because one looked heavenly and the other one looked hellish. So what I'm saying is, it even states in scripture, that the deception would be so great that even the leaders would be deceived. And we're there. And I believe it can get a lot worse than what it already is. I mean, look how they're just, like I said, not only trying to the human genome, they're trying to make it to where human beings cannot reproduce.
Yes.
That sterilization that goes back to
The
eugenics.
vaccines, yeah,
I mean, I'm
absolutely.
going all over the place. You get us back on track here. You go ahead and get us back on track, Dave. I'm just, like I said, there's so many different ways
But
to look at this and make it all make sense that, I mean, for people that don't understand it or that are just waking up to the realities of all this, you got a lot to catching up to. I mean, there's a lot of things that have happened. The color revolutions that have happened because of the Hammer Scorecard, the CIA, the programs that are ran to steal these elections, the one that was ran to steal the election here in this country. And now we're to the point with how they want to, I mean, they're so to the point of saving their own backside that they will literally start a nuclear war over their own illicit dealings. I mean, that's not good. You know, so something needs to be done before something breaks, and it cannot be fixed, like you said a while ago. You know, and that's one of the major things we really need to be paying attention to. If nukes start flying, they're going to nuke food supply. And I want to say that within that speech, Vladimir Putin said something about the wind blows in a specific or certain direction.
How did you take that?
And you know, I took that as, you know, look, we will nuke the ever-living love of God out of your country on the west coast of the United States. If that were to happen, could you imagine all the fallout that would blow across this entire country, especially into the grain belt? That's how I took it, Dave.
Mm-hmm. Boy.
And he wasn't messing around when he was giving his speech. You know, he usually holds his composure pretty well. But he was pretty angry while giving that speech.
Yeah, well, you had told me in our pre-air discussion that there's another variable that we need to consider, and that concerns China. You want to go there?
No, we just got interfered with. I didn't hear anything you said for the last couple of seconds.
Okay. I'll try again. In our pre-air discussion, you said that China has now kind of entered this in ways that people don't understand. And I said, this will be Fox News catch-up right. Warning here. They'll have to report this and act like they were first. But go ahead and tell people about what you've learned about Chinese involvement in Ukraine.
Yeah, so, you know, as we have the balkanization that's taking place over there in the former USSR to what it is now, we have these other countries, you know, Kazakhstan, Lithuania, Serbia. Serbia, that's the one I'm really wanting to hit on, because the Chinese are positioning themselves in the not only the neighboring areas of Ukraine, but they are also, you know, beginning to send ammunitions, and I'd heard that they'd activated 200,000 soldiers to give to the Russians to go in there and to help fight the Ukrainians, and God only knows who else is in there. There's a lot of people in there. You know, this might be between mercenary groups, real factual military, which there's a lot of different stuff going on in there. And I can assure you that there's probably military special operations. I would almost be to assure that the United States military is probably on the ground in there, at least the CIA. You know, let alone CIA, but, you know, special operations, you know, SEAL team type stuff. I mean, I would not doubt any of this is not going on. I guess from what I gather, they've gotten two U.S. men from the United States, and they were going to face the firing squad, but I want to say something happened and their skin was saved and they were released or returned to. That's just a headline scene, right? Because I don't even have time to read all the stuff I come across. But all of this is going to conflagrate in such a way to where I think Russia and China, as I said, you know, I've seen videos of Chinese trucks, like convoys of trucks driving into Ukraine from Russia. And they got Chinese writing on the side of them, great big white letters, you know, military trucks. And, you know, munitions, well, I mean, come on, look. I mean, the Chinese use the AK-47 just as much as the Russians do. You know, so to, you know, produce, manufacture ammunition and then send it or, sell it or whatever the case may be. You know, I mean, we know that the Chinese, Iran, North Korea, and Russia are all together. And then we've even got some South American countries, you know, BRICS. Brazil, Russia, India, China, and there's another one, I can't think of it. But we see all this happening, so like for how history has been in the past, World War I and World War II, and then the build up to that and then full form war, you know, it looks eerily reminiscent of exactly what we're doing and seeing going on right now on the world stage. You know, but this time around, you know, We have the nuclear bomb, obviously. We've got the hydrogen bomb. We've got neutron bombs. We've got all kinds of different bombs. See, that's the thing that people don't understand, is that it's not just nuclear. If they wanted to destroy and or, you know, eradicate a population of people in, a, let's say, a major city and save all the infrastructure, you would use a neutron bomb, you know, and therefore they wouldn't be able to, you know, see that. I don't know which way it's going to go, because also on that backside, we have to understand, look, there is a deep state. Yes, there is. They did steal the election. And they're getting to the point where they need to save their rear end. So will they not commit some kind of a false flag? And speaking of this, you know, I don't know how far out you're planning on airing this, but, you know, tomorrow is the 24th of September. And I've been hearing a lot of talk and chatter about the 24th of September.
I have too.
Being a day.
Yeah, I have too. In fact, Germany's chancellor said, I'm paraphrasing, right, it's a day that'll live in infamy. We'll talk about this date forever.
That's right. Absolutely. I was going to reference that. You're correct. I heard the same thing, you know. And just the other day, I don't know if you've seen this, it was something that was making rounds in my circles on our station. I guess in Kansas, they're going to have a mass casualty event. You know, they need all these the actors, right, to come play the roles. And I want to say it was either between five or seven different cities in Kansas. You know, and a lot of, I wanted to say a lot of it was like burn victim actors or something. And it's like, okay, well, what's in Kansas? Well, if there was to be something happen nuclear, wouldn't you want to stop somebody's nuclear forces before they can even launch them? So who's to say they don't blow up the nuclear silos with the missiles in them on our own soil? God, I pray to God this don't happen. But, you know, I mean, anything's possible right now at the rate things are going.
I can't argue with what you're saying. In fact, you referenced...
And then you have the, real quick, then you had the Denver and the bug out bags. I'm pretty sure you've heard of that.
Oh, yes.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I heard that too, and that's concerning unto itself. You mentioned the drill in Kansas. We have a bizarre drill going on here in the Phoenix metropolitan area, south of where I live. And it's in a suburb called Peoria, Arizona, which is a relatively large suburb on the north end of Phoenix. And they're having the military there, and this is shrouded in secrecy. But I've been able to learn it's an after-action drill. In other words, it's not about an event. It's their reaction to after the event. And so I've got people working on this, and I've got two different camps giving me different information. One says, following cyber grid takedown, people are rioting. And it's about civilian containment because they're rioting for food and all the resources they didn't bother to get. And then the other is a nearby nuclear explosion at Luke Air Force Base. And people are hard to control, too, because they have run out of resources. That's the two that I've got. I don't know if either one is accurate, but this drill was covered in the media. And here's what you heard. Yes, the military is doing a drill in Peoria. Nothing to worry about. Go back to sleep. Don't pay attention. I mean, that's basically what we got.
You know, here's another question I have within regards to all this, because this may be a factor as well. The water situation out west, Lake Mead drying up and all this. I mean, doesn't the Colorado River provide some water to the Phoenix area? Or I may very well may be mistaken.
No, it does. It does. Of course, we lose most of it now to California and to Mexico, believe it or not.
You know, and speaking of that, you know, I've heard that there are diversions of the water, and it's not going to where it should be going. You know, and some people have been asking here lately if maybe they aren't, you know, draining it from the surface and navigating it on, you know, via underground aquifers to other areas. You know, I don't know. I'm just throwing that out there. because I've been hearing some people speak of it. You know, something is up with all of this. And one thing that we could be assured of, I mean, it's all a form of an attack from somewhere, some way, some entity. Let it be your own government, let it be an enemy, you know, foreign national power, or something that we don't even know of exactly what we're fighting or what we're up against.
What do you think it is?
Well, I mean, like I said, in all aspects for the evil we're seeing unleashed upon the earth, I mean, I think Satan's in full firm control. And we're just a few bad guys away from finding out who the Antichrist is, in my own firm opinion. You know, and the things that are happening on the face of the earth right now, God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah over things that were a lot minor than the things that are happening today.
Boy, isn't that the truth? Do you think they had critical race theory and telling first graders what oral sex is all about?
I doubt that.
Yeah, I don't think so either. So we should be ducking, because here come the, I think you know where I'm going with this. What do you think about the notion I brought up, that coming out of Genesis 6, there are two different DNA on this planet, and is that why the vaccine attacked the DNA of the masses?
Yeah, it very well could be, you know, because we know for one it was targeted, right?
John, are you there? Oh, boy. Boy, we are being interfered with, aren't we? We'll see if we can get back here. Oh, we got a little bit of a glitch here, so we're going to have to back up. I'm sorry about that. We just temporarily glitched out on our guest, John Wayne. So let's back up here. What John was saying here, and I'm not sure how much came through, was that we're close to the Antichrist. I agree. Just did a great show on that with Doug Diamond. And we are also, too, like Sodom and Gomorrah, only worse. And so he was beginning to comment on that when the gremlins kicked in. And so, John, I'm thinking you're with us right now.
Yeah, I'm here. Okay. Gremlins, I think we've chased them off.
I hope so. So anyway, what you were saying was that our behavior is much, much worse than Sodom and Gomorrah, and we know what happened there.
Oh, yeah. Beyond any reason of any doubt, you know, I mean, you can see it for, you know, I mean, for one, how they bring in communism and they destroy civility within a society. You know, we see it here in the United States, plain and clear, with what they're doing in these, drag story hours or whatever they are at the local libraries. I mean, this is beyond Sodom and Gomorrah, in my opinion. And God is going to judge. And I'm going to tell you, his judgment will be just and it will be right. You know, it makes me wonder, because it says that the, Babylon the Great will be destroyed in an hour and it'll be destroyed by fire. Well, I believe the United States is Babylon the Great. And we're literally teetering towards being destroyed with fire. And that could come with nuclear war from Russia and China, or even within our own governments, that could happen. Antichrist coming forth. Yeah, like I said, there's going to be a few bad guys that come before the real Antichrist. And I think that's what we're seeing now. And the Antichrist, you know, I don't know. There's specific markers, right, to foretell the coming of the Antichrist, of which will be, you know, you will not be able to buy, sell, or trade without having the mark in your hand or your forehead, right? That's one. And the person that I see checking these boxes off is Elon Musk, believe it or not. That's the only person I see pushing for chips in a person's head. And, transhumanism, all these different things that he's working on, and then mention it, DARPA took over the Neuralink program, if that tells you anything. So, you know, we're on the precipice, you know, and Another person that can be a very good candidate for the Antichrist is Muhammad bin Salman, the crown prince of Saudi Arabia. And I don't know if he's the king now or if his dad's still alive or what's happening there. But these are all very likely possibilities of, you know, what we could see happen. And, I mean, people that are not aware of any of this and you're just hearing stuff like this for the first time, you know, be prepared, be right with God and have a plan, you know, whatever that plan may be. Right. I mean, I don't know where else to go, Dave. I mean, it's imperative that we just understand the times that we're in, I guess is what I'm getting at.
I could not agree with you more. And overlaying all of this is another evil act, and that's the Nord Stream pipelines have been sabotaged. And to me, here's my initial take. The Europeans didn't do this to themselves. The Russians wouldn't cut off the cash cow they're using for leverage to try to get Europe to quit the war. And there might be pacifist movement in Europe, which there is, the election of that conservative prime minister, Giorgio Meloni. Biden has, let me back up here. Tucker Carlson reported, and I had the same information, but I couldn't verify it, so I didn't run with the story back in February, that Zelensky and Putin had reached an agreement through their people, no NATO, and we'll pull back. Well, Biden basically told Zelensky in this story, you are on your own if the Russians betray this agreement, and we will not help you again. And so that kept Zelensky engaged in the war. And now you've got conservatism sweeping Europe, and they may back out of their NATO commitment as a result to save their own people. And here Biden says, well, I think I'll settle the issue for you and blow up the pipeline. How does that sit with you?
You're right, and I don't put it past that at all, you know, because they want to continue to amplify this conflict. They want to make it more than what it already is, and it's already pretty bad. It's getting out of hand, you know, from what I'm seeing. And Russia having this election for these four or five different areas over there, like Donbass, Kherson, there's a couple others where if they have this election and they vote to join the Russian federal, for the love of God, I can't even think of it, but to join the Russians or to vote to, you know, have that territory belong to Russia. Now, if there's any fighting that takes place in that territory after the voting is secured, well, then that's an attack on Mother Russia, and that will not bode well. You know, I mean, I'm going to just say it. I believe that U.S. soldiers are on the ground in Ukraine, just not wearing, you know, the uniforms of the country from which they are to be representing. I don't know for a fact, but I just feel it. And we've seen where the Russians have captured a few other U.S. soldiers or people or U.S. citizens, or nonetheless, they're from the United States, whatever that case may be, how they are. But they've caught these folks, and they're, you know, I haven't heard anything else out of the Brits that were captured, that were sentenced to death. So I would assume that was probably carried out. And like you said, the Nord pipe stream, you know, I don't see how it would benefit Russia either, unless he was just really trying to irk the European Union and all these European countries that, you know, rely on that gas for heating. You know, we're coming into winter now, so the entire processes of what is taking place, that we're reaching the precipice here, right? We're gonna come to the crescendo. There's gonna be a big event, I believe, and we need to look and see who is perpetrated by, because other people could benefit from doing something and blaming it on somebody else.
Well, with regard to the destruction of the pipeline, John, I don't see any other candidates other than the Biden administration. I mean, the Russians wouldn't do this to themselves. They have leverage with these pipelines. They can turn them on, turn them off, and manipulate European politics. And right. Certainly I can't see the Europeans sabotaging any chance for a way out of this mess. So that only leaves one group, doesn't it?
It really does, you know. And
well, I can give you one more, but I don't think it's likely. The Chinese, because they want to start a war between the U.S. and Russia so they can weaken each other, and yeah. China emerges as number one. I could give you that scenario, but I don't think it's likely.
I don't think it is, but, I mean, that's pretty good, though. I didn't even think of that. Or, you know, I thank you for bringing it up because, you know, we have to look at all angles. Absolutely have to look at every angle of all of this taking place because, you know, somebody's benefiting from the incident. Who is it that's benefiting? And we'll see that over the next coming, you know, I'd say couple of months, 2 or 3 months. We'll see who's benefited from this and see how much further it begins to escalate. Like I said, I believe that it's going to continue to conflagrate. It's going to continue to expand. I mean, this is World War III, and we've been warning about World War III for a long time. And by goodness, here we are, Dave. You know.
Do you think this is tribulation or pre-trib?
I really believe so. You know, could be, you know, pre-tribulation. It looks like it would be that, right? Because for full on tribulation, I mean, it's going to get a heck of a lot worse. You know, there's stories of people having visions of people walking down the road, holding their phones up in the air, like, why can't, you know, why is it not working? Why am I not getting a signal? There's people that have had that vision, but also visions of people that look very ragtag, dirty, roughed up. You know, just surviving some kind of a cataclysm that took place. And people were describing it as, you know, kind of a dusty, ashy, kind of a grayish, you know, vision of what they were seeing. So things are going to get a lot worse. I believe, I mean, I don't see anything that's going to stop what's in motion right now. You know, and this is, you know, maybe it's God. Like I said, this is, you know, we're beginning to get into judgment because everything is that vile.
Well, that's interesting. That really is. That's, I'm trying to think of, well, let's put it this way. I'm going to back out of what I was going to say, and I'll say this. I agree with what you're saying. But I also agree with what you started to say before we had our interference, and that we have to be unquestionably, and I think this is where you were going with this, a nation that's under judgment. And so what matters more now is what we do or don't do versus what the Russians do to us.
Right. Absolutely. Our internal situations and problems are way more far outweighing any kind of a situation in Europe, and the United States does not need to be involved in any of that whatsoever, you know, but we've already sent all these munitions over there. So we're involved. But the United States needs to be secured. We've been invaded. We continue to be invaded. And it's not taking it lightly because that's a fact. We are being invaded. And God only knows how many plants and, you know, groups and saboteurs are just laying in wait for that moment.
People kind of scoff when I bring up the satanic element involved in the left, in the Democratic Party. And I would point to two things, and I want to get your reaction to this. One, I would point to the fact that they took God out of their party platform years ago, mm-hmm. and there's nothing about God and what they want to do, and their obsession, their cultic obsession with abortion, baby killing is off the charts in terms of their fervent beliefs. That's one. And then the person who's now emerging again as the spokesman for the party, and she's just getting started, it's Hillary Clinton. We know she's a fourth degree coven witch. That's not even in debate. And so I kind of see the Democratic Party being a player in end days prophecy because of their satanic connections.
Well, I would have to agree wholeheartedly with that because we see it for what it is, and only something that is of utter, the most utter of evil can do what these people have done and or continue to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, like I said, and you just mentioned it, you know, the abortion issue. Well, the whole reason they're so irked about it is because, you know, they use that as, in for a satanic ritual. Every abortion that's carried out is in the name of something that's not of God, and there's something that is not holy, totally unholy. So, man, I mean, I'll tell you, when judgment comes, just pray everybody's right.
Well, since we've already been interfered with once, mm-hmm. let's go for broke. Okay?
Okay.
So not only do I think, I don't think all Democrats are satanic, but I think they follow the do what we say kind of mentality, the group think, you know, confirmation bias nonsense. And they go along with it, even though I don't know that they understand the origin. But clearly, mm-hmm. I think the leadership is involved in satanic, and they're playing a role in the end days. But I also think, too, that the rhinos are connected to Satan, too. And I've just come to that, let's put it this way, I've just come to this opinion from things I observe. Now, I'm a research guy, and I don't like, you know, anecdotal observations to form conclusions. But when you look at Hillary Clinton, when you look at the squad, Rashid Tlaib and these people, uh-huh. I get this aura, this presence emanating from them of nothing but pure evil. Okay, so that's the Democrats. Now, with regard to the rhinos, I get the same feeling with Mitch McConnell, and I really get this feeling of just malevolence from Liz Cheney. She embodies hate. Hate oozes from her every facet of her being. I think hate comes out of every part of her. And I really wonder if the rhinos, which really serve Democratic interests. By the way, Liz Cheney said she's going to raise money for the Democratic Party now. I mean, the facade is over. But I really think that the rhinos are connected to Satan, too.
Absolutely. You know, it's been stated, you know, that we're in the Great Deception, right? And that all of us will be deceived, you know, even if it was possible, even the elect would be deceived, right? And all sides are deceived, and they're being played against each other, you know, and Satan is the only thing that I can know that it would be able to work on such levels, you know, for what we're seeing take place. And, you know, yeah, I agree with you, Dave. I mean, there's all kinds of videos of that have come out of these doctors admitting that they are Satanists all throughout hospitals across the country, you know, and you know, the stuff that's going on now makes the satanic panic of the 1980s look timid.
This is why they embrace digital.
Mark, that's right.
Mark of the Beast.
Not only the Mark of the Beast, but, you know, it's also, it's an ethereal door, right? So any frequency is being used to manipulate something. You look back to the 1800s, there was no electromagnetic pollution. There is no smog, you know, ethereal smog. Now we're embroiled in it. And I think demonic entities use this form of, technology and energy, you know, ether, Wi-Fi fields, all these things, and they're able to manipulate time and space with it. And I think that's what we're seeing with some of this, you know, and it ties into CERN and all kinds of other stuff that they're doing and playing, you know, with, you know, because what was it? Elon Musk came out there the other day and said, well, you know, let me take control of CERN. That way I can talk to the demons on the other side.
That's scary.
He said this on Twitter.
Yeah,
right.
That's scary.
And this guy knows a few things, right? Because he's involved with a lot of government agencies.
This is scary.
Yeah, it is.
And because he wanted to grab Twitter because he wanted free speech, I think that was a cover story.
Right. Yeah, there's a lot of hands moving behind the scenes of what we see and what we know, what we think we know, and, you know, the goings-ons. That's the one thing I've never been able to just pin things down, like pin it down. Okay, like what is the exact next thing that's going to happen? You know, I used to be able to be pretty good at that, but I can't do it now. It's impossible. There's too many variables at play right now that, I mean, all best we can do is just sit back, like I said, hunker down, be right with God, and defend yourself, whatever come, whatever may come, you know. And this is another very important point, is the best laid plans never survive first contact with the enemy.
Yeah, or as Mike Tyson said, the real fight strategy starts when you get punched in the nose.
Right.
Yeah, that's I totally agree. Totally agree about what you're saying here. This is absolutely incredible. You know, so many of our discussions today in the media with our friends and colleagues, people that are on the ground doing the hard work, they end up back at this point. Like, ultimately, this is not just about taxes and energy and the occultist New Green Deal nonsense. It really comes down to good and evil, that these other variables are just chess pieces in this overall mantra of control of the human soul.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, not only control of the human soul, I mean, I think it's beyond that, Dave. I think whatever this is, it's at war with the human genome. It wants to completely eradicate the human genome.
Interesting you'd say that, because I'm a believer in the Genesis 6 notion. There were two different DNAs, one originating from the fallen angels of Genesis 6. Mm-hmm. And I think that this underlies a lot of the conflict we see today. And it's a hypothesis on my part. But I would sure love to get some laboratory time with people who'd give me objective analysis and say, analyze the Rothschilds versus you and me. I think we'd find some significant differences. And it's interesting, I talked to Doug Diamond about this, and he said he thought, and Celeste believes the same thing, that the vaccine is just the precursor to Mark of the Beast, which will try to unlock control of the soul.
That's right. That's you can't get no more correct than that, because that's exactly what it is, you know. Because the fall, the fall in the long run end of the technology is they want to have full abstract control of the human body. You know, they control what that person does. Like to the T. You know, I mean, they see what you see. They're moving you through whatever, you know. It's really wild, because, you know, I had a vision, and this was years ago, where people were being led down a corridor, and I was in line in this corridor, and people were just, you know, haplessly just walking to the end of this corridor through this door at the very end, like a very long hallway. And we got up there closer to the door, and for whatever reason, I was all about myself. I was about myself, right? I had my wits. These other people, they were like walking zombies, Dave. They had like nothing. They were like soulless. And we got up to this door, and I look in there, and there's guillotines being run.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've heard this a lot. And I've not only heard it from visions, like what you're saying, I've heard it from people who've actually seen them on various railroad cars. I've actually done a couple of shows on that. That is scary, scary stuff. Well, we're almost out of time, so I wanted to make sure that we provided you with enough opportunity here to tell people how they can follow your good work, because I think they can tell this is pretty darn interesting.
Yeah, I do a broadcast every Saturday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at revolution.radio or freedomslips.com, Studio A, called The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1. We're in defense condition 1, Dave.
I think you're right. Are you amazed at, as you do your work and interview people, at how compromised so many of our leaders are? They don't serve this country at all.
You know, I don't know if amazement is the word, but it's almost unbelievable, right? It's unfathomable that there's people that can, you know, literally usurp a nation and hold it hostage from within. And, you know, not only that, but exact damages upon the people that they are there to, you know, protect or, you know, govern, if that might be the word. it's unfathomable. You know, it goes totally and utterly against everything in our God-given rights for what they're trying to do to us.
It's frightening. It's frightening how far this has gone. Just kind of up or down, yes or no. Are we in the tribulation, or are we just bumping up against it?
I say we're in it, the very, very, very beginnings of it.
Again, I mentioned Doug Diamond. That's his conclusion. He thinks we've been in it for about a year. Scary, scary stuff. Well, look, John, appreciate you coming on, my friend, putting up with our glitch. And ladies and gentlemen, just got to say this, second show in a row, I got to say this, we all got to get right with God, because that's where the real battle is on the spiritual battlefield. The rest of it is secondary. Although we got to fight those battles too, this is the main battle. Thanks so much for being with us, John, on the Common Sense Show.
Absolutely, Dave. Godspeed.
Take care.